Word today that the U.S. government is widening its investigation into the dealings of Adelphia, the troubled cable TV operator, to include possible tax evasion by its executives. Three members of the Regas family, which founded the firm, face charges of looting the company. In fact, prosecutors suggest the family used Adelphia as its own personal piggy bank. A story in the Wall Street Journal today reports that Dennis Kozlowski, the former chief executive of another firm, Tyco International, used his company's coffers in much the same way. Mark Mermont, one of the reporters who wrote this story, joins us from his office in Boston. Welcome, Mr. Mermont.
Thank you, Jim.
You report Kozlowski used Tyco's money for everything from building his own personal home to throwing a birthday party for his wife on the Italian island of Sardinia. Let's start with his home first, which may have cost up to $19 million. Tell us about that.
About 3 or 4 years ago, the company started moving some operations to Boca Raton, Florida, although it was still claiming that it was located in New Hampshire. And Mr. Kozlowski, who was the chairman and chief executive officer, also moved down to Florida and took out what we understand to be a $19 million relocation loan to build this enormous 15,000-square-foot house.
He didn't go to the bank for the loan, though. He took it from the company, right?
Yes, he got a $19 million loan from the company, and they gave him very good terms, zero interest, and didn't have to pay for the first 5 years. But, in fact, he never even paid a single cent on the loan. The company quietly and secretly forgave it 2 years later and actually kicked in another $13 million to pay his taxes on the forgiven loan.
And the shareholders never learned of this, right?
That's correct.
Now, how about his wife's birthday in Sardinia? What do you know about that?
We've been told is that there was a big party with about 35 or 40 people in Sardinia, and there was a Tyco meeting that was held there as well, but the central event was a big party for his wife. The company's records we show that the company itself picked up half of the $2 million tab for the event.
We should say that through a spokesman, Mr. Kozlowski denies that he used the company as his personal cash machine.
Yes, that's correct. There's a lot of these allegations that people speaking on his behalf have denied. The argument is that Tyco may be trying to exaggerate his taking of money from the company because of a dispute between them about monies that are owed back and forth. We're talking about tens of millions of dollars in disputed funds.
How much in total does it look like Mr. Kozlowski might have taken from the company or used for his own personal benefit?
Well, we totaled it all up to be at least $135 million. Some of this is in forgiven loans, and there's a variety of other things that sort of go into that figure, including tens of millions of dollars in sort of charitable contributions that could be said to be have donated to some of his favorite causes.
And it's not that Mr. Kozlowski was not well paid. I mean, he got a decent salary and I'm sure stock options, right?
Oh, yes. Actually, he was one of the best paid CEOs in America in recent years. We calculate that he made more than $400 million personally in the last 40 fiscal years.
Kozlowski resigned in June, just a day before being charged with tax evasion. But prior to that, he'd been lionized by the business press for being one of the best CEOs in American business. The press got it wrong, I guess?
One must separate some of this type of behavior from his management skills, which I think were reasonably strong. Clearly, there was a perception that this was a lean, mean company that had very small corporate headquarters, and a lot of it was an illusion. There was a lot of wasteful spending going on to benefit Mr. Kozlowski and some of the top lieutenants at the company.
Thanks very much, Mr. Mermont.
Thank you, John.
Mark Mermont is the Wall Street Journal's deputy bureau chief in Boston.